Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian, and it's Tuesday here on the show, and you know what that means? Well, first off, it means I'm back, and we got a lot to talk about here today. Last night was Raw, and man, we're less than 2 weeks away from WrestleMania. And so we have got a lot of matches that have been announced. And we do know the night one and night two main event, but like the rest of the show, we only know the matches. And we've got a number of them, so we're going to go over that today. They made some new matches, some during the show last night, and some they made in the afternoon. So we're going to tell you about those here today, as well as tonight's NXT, which only has a few things announced. And we've also got a few things announced for... actually, you know what? I don't think we have anything announced for Dynamite. Unless they announced something very, very recently. So we'll go over the lineups for everything. We got Fallout from the Dynasty show. I'm sure Mike and Tom talked all about that yesterday and some other stuff. So we'll talk about that, plus Linda McMahon and the Charlotte Flair Tiffany segment. There's a lot of people talking about that. We'll tell you what was scripted and what was not. And where I expect everything to go from here. SmackDown ratings from Friday night. The WWE ID Championships. I got an idea for that, which is kind of interesting, actually. We've also got the Collision ratings, the New Japan G1, and plenty more. If you'd like to text us here today, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. I'm F4WOnline at gmail.com. And you can follow me on Threads, Instagram, and Cameo, F4W Online. All this month, cameos are $10, which might have been a mistake because all I've been doing is cameos. But you can grab one for $10. And I'm at Brian Alvarez on X and Blue Sky. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Hey, fellow Gen Xers, it's Elizabeth Banks. Big news! The recommended age for pneumococcal pneumonia vaccination has been lowered to 50 and older, even if you're healthy. It's up to us to lead the charge. After all, we gave the world the internet. We're trailblazers. Let's lead the way again, because we are at over 6 times greater risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Gen X, this is our shot. Head to VaxAssist.com and schedule today. That's VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, BlockTrust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Look at that guy hit that voiceover right on the dot, 30 seconds. What's going on, everybody? I'm back. Wrestling Observer Live, Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Did you have a fun day yesterday?
I did. How about you?
Yeah, that was the day. Clearly not as fun as you guys' day.
Oh, what do you mean?
Hey, listen, we got a lot to get into here today, don't we? Yeah, we do.
We do.
Yeah. You know, I always like to go into the chat during the breaks and see, like, what's everyone talking about here?
Mm-hmm.
What's everyone going on? What's on everybody's mind? Because sometimes that leads to the discussion here. I just noticed I have now subscribed to my own Twitch for 57 months. Yeah. Can't do comps. I have to pay for my own thing. But anyway, I'm looking around, and you know what everyone's talking about today?
What's that?
They're all talking about that Heathcliff. Is that his name? The comedian that was on Raw last night?
Hinchcliff?
Is that what his name is? I thought it was Heathcliff.
Well,
like the overweight cat?
Yes.
Is that not who it is?
That's right. You know, you get that one, you'd want Garfield, but you end up with Heathcliff and friends. Eh.
Yeah. Well, here's what I can tell you. So,
which one had U.S. Acres on it? That was Garfield, right?
Everybody is they're arguing this and that, and it's all coming down to politics. And I'll just say this: I don't like talking politics on this show because you're all bombarded with it in real life, and I don't think you tune into a wrestling show to hear more about politics. So I never talk politics. So let's just take politics out of the equation for a second and just talk about how he wasn't funny at all. Like, am I the only one? I mean, he was so painfully unfunny. And they put him on commentary for this match with the New Day. Mm-hmm. And he's making a bunch of jokes about Big E. And not one of them is funny. Like, not even bordering on funny. And I'm just watching this thinking, you're trying to sell me on watching the roast of WrestleMania with Heathcliff here? Because, brother, that ain't happening. Not in a thousand years. I mean,
well, this is what you get. What did Big Cat Ernie Ladd say? When you lay down with dogs, you wake up with fleas.
God.
Here's the fact of the matter. No matter whether you like this, I like this, anybody out there likes it, or whether or not they love it, as long as they're in bed with Netflix, and Netflix is the number one home of stand-up comedy. It is where everybody went to after HBO and other places gave up on it. They have these acts there. And
you Wait, hold on, Mike.
Synergy.
Hold on.
Go ahead.
The beer drinking guy that ripped his shirt off with OTs, that guy, they're plugging a Netflix special. This Heathcliff bloke, they chose him to do the roast of WrestleMania. That's WWE. That's not Netflix.
Hold on. Who owns that company?
What company?
Who owns
TKO.
WWE, TKO. What is
not
TKO
Netflix.
And what is TKO an arm of? And what was Ari Emanuel? How many of these guys are being represented by a bigger group here? And
well, sure, of course they are.
The guy. I understand that they chose the guy, but here's the thing too. He has the little bit I saw the Tom Brady one, the little bit I've seen of his roast. Look, I'm old. I'll take the old Dean Martin ones back in the day, and I'll certainly take Jeffrey Ross over anything that he gives. But he is the number one guy when it comes to doing roasts right now. So in theory, they got in bed with the best guy to do roasts. Whether
he's the number one guy,
he is the guy. He's the
funniest guy in the world.
No, I didn't say that. Hey, look, that's subjective.
I'm not asking you. I'm just
that's
asking
subjective.
Like the world. He's the funniest guy in the world.
Well,
he's the number one guy doing this.
No, hold on. He's the number one roast guy because Jeffrey Ross used to be that guy, and he seems to be the number one guy that people go to, and he brings his friends like the Kreischers and the people like that.
I thought the roast was about making fun of other people.
It is.
I was disgusted. Anyway, Linda McMahon attempting to dismiss the Ring Boy lawsuit. She has filed a motion to have it dismissed. Her attorneys are arguing she has no significant connection to the state where the suit was filed, which is Maryland, only briefly renting an apartment in the state from 1970 to 1972, and she may have briefly held a wrestling license in Maryland back in 2004, which actually is hilarious when you think about it, because, I presume that means that, like, she was a performer on television, and she couldn't perform for WWE unless she got licensed as a wrestler. Now, some of you think that's ridiculous, but there are states that require licensing. You have to be a licensed professional wrestler, which sounds completely ridiculous, but I don't even know if Washington requires it anymore, but they used to. Like, I used to have to go get a physical, and, you know, you had to fill out all this paperwork. I had to get a license to be a referee, a professional wrestling referee. And, like, in 2007, when I went to Ohio Valley for the match with the Man Beast, I had to get a Kentucky State wrestling license, which I still have at my house. My Kentucky State, I was a licensed professional wrestler in the state of Kentucky. So, anyway. Which, you know, whatever you want to say about Linda and the lawsuit, I mean, she has no ties to Maryland. I mean, that at least is a fair statement. I don't think having a wrestling license in Maryland in 2004 has anything to do with a Ring Boy lawsuit, but the filing also said she was never communicated or met the five individuals who filed the lawsuit. And she also said, which is preposterous, and this was in a written declaration. She said, I was unaware of their allegations against me or anyone else named in the complaint. So you're telling me that she was married to Vince McMahon for all those years and she never heard about the Ring Boy scandal? She never heard a word about it? Has
Donahue
anyone
never happened.
Brother, has anyone, forget Donahue, has anyone in the chat not heard of this? Including those of you that started watching wrestling like 5 years ago? God.
Well.
She did say she never personally supervised Phillips while he was employed by WWE, nor did I direct his activities, which probably is true. Phillips never acted as my agent.
So far is believable with the exception of that of the one you just mentioned.
Yeah, that's the problem is like when you say all these things, yeah, you know, maybe all of these things are believable and perhaps true, but then you throw out a line about how you were unaware of the allegations against me or anyone else, meaning you were unaware of the allegations against Vince? No. Ridiculous.
Or the company you were an executive of? Come on.
It's ridiculous. And it's one thing to say that in like an interview, but like a sworn, you had a written declaration claiming that.
Well, you can't show weakness, I guess. You can't say, well, I knew about this. Then it opens a hole, I guess, for the prosecution.
Well, just don't mention that part. Well. Then at least everything you said was true. You throw a lie in, and now no one believes anything you say. Anyway, that was...
Well, it's a family tradition.
Jiminy Christmas. SmackDown. I'm going to get to Charlotte and Tiffany after the break, so I need time. Friday night SmackDown did 1.6 million viewers, up almost 20% from the week prior. That was a show where they had Roman Reigns and Seth Rollins and CM Punk and Paul Heyman, and they did that main event segment, and obviously a lot of people tuned in for that. 0.47, 18 to 49. Went head-to-head with portions of the Final Four, both Final Four games, NCAA Women's College Basketball Tournament, which took the top two spots in the TV charts. Remember people said people didn't care about women's basketball or something like that? It was only a few years ago.
Paige Buckets is involved.
My, how that changed. And then the Collision show.
Wait a second, what?
What?
Never mind. It's because I want to unpack. I don't recall this outrage about or use of women's college basketball not being seen.
No, it wasn't an outrage. It was just there was a time a few years ago and people were like, no one's going to watch that. And they were very wrong. That's my point. Yeah.
I don't know. It's never mind.
Okay. Well, would you shut up? Let's go to a break. Back in a moment. Observer Live.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D. Gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervive, also of WrestlingObserver.com. And we got stuff to talk about with Charlotte and old Tiffy time.
Brian, hold it right there. Dom,
yeah.
Give him the intro.
Drinking in your daddy's basement.
You clipped that just for
Absolutely.
This? Okay, right. Well, you know, it's one of those. It's
how
one
long,
of those things.
How long was that car ride up there yesterday?
It's one of those. It was long, 5.5 hours. It's one of those things where,
Yes.
You know, people have been watching.
No laughing matter, folks.
Hey, can I just have some time here? Sometimes I need some pregnant pauses. So. A lot of you listening to this, watching this right now, have been listening and watching this sport for a long time. And so you just don't trust anything. So I've seen like a lot of people trying to make heads or tails of all of this and what was real and what wasn't and what are they doing on purpose and all this and that. And do I think that on Friday they're going to try to fully lean into this and start to do some worked shoot stuff? Oh, of course. Because now you're all going to tune in on Friday to see what's next, okay? But that's not what's happening here. Now, I do After Dark Radio. You know After Dark Radio?
Mm-hmm.
Wednesdays on Sports Byline USA, YouTube and Twitch, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern. And I don't like talking a lot about conspiracies. Because I find a lot of them to be shameful in a lot of ways and political, and I don't like talking about that stuff. But, you know, here's the thing with conspiracies, okay? You know what? There's a lot of reasons that people have these conspiracy mindsets, okay? One of them is actually a lack of sleep. Did you know that, Mike?
No, I did not.
Yeah, they just found that out. The people who don't get a lot of sleep tend towards conspiracy theories.
Hmm.
Isn't that interesting? But anyway, one of them is people create conspiracies because they can't believe that something could happen, okay? Do you understand?
I do.
All right. So just a good example would be the JFK assassination, okay?
All right.
You had one guy with a cheap gun in a book depository,
mm-hmm,
who wasn't a very good shot, and he was shooting at a moving car, and he managed to, you know, fire off X number of rounds. One went through a guy and hit another guy, and he actually killed a Kennedy. Like, people, they couldn't believe this was possible. There's no way. Well, there had to be, you know, there had to be another guy. There had to be a guy over there. You know what? There had to be a bunch of guys. Not only did it have to be a bunch of guys, but, like, the government. So they had to create this whole thing because they just can't believe one lousy shot, allegedly, could possibly pull this thing off. Every conspiracy you can think of is the exact same way, okay? So the thing with this Charlotte Tiffany thing is something happened, okay? And people are like, bro, I mean, come on. Why would Charlotte do this? Why would she do that? It just doesn't make any sense. And the reality is, sometimes stuff don't make sense. That's it, okay? So what happened was, they go out to do this interview segment. And yes, I don't get it either. That doesn't mean it's a conspiracy or a work, okay? Charlotte comes out, and she's clearly the heel in this scenario, okay? The fans are booing her, and they're actually booing her a lot. And so she tries to talk and they boo her down, and she tries to talk and they boo her down. And finally she says, you know what? Forget it. You got the last word. Okay. And a lot of people saw this and they were like, okay, well, she did that as a heel, because why would she give up on a promo because she was getting booed? Well, the answer is, I don't know, but she did, because that wasn't in the script. And there were other things she was supposed to say, and she just gave up on it. Now, if you want me to try to psychologically analyze Charlotte Flair, I can't, okay? But the only thing that I can presume is that, you know, everyone always talks about so-and-so has go-away heat and such-and-such. Well, if you watch wrestling and you listen to the crowd, there really are three types of boos, okay? There's just the regular booing, you know, some heel does something bad and the fans boo, whatever, okay? That's the most common type. Then there's a type like Dominic Mysterio or Don Callis, where not only do they boo, but to the fans, the booing is part of the act, and so they lean into it even more. And, you know, that's kind of like they're playing along in that sense, okay? Then there's the third type, which is, okay, they really don't like you, and it's like they're trying to boo you out of the building. Does everyone understand? You've all heard these different types of boos, right? So I think what happened was she went out there expecting to just get the traditional, I'm going to be a heel and the people are going to boo me. But instead, the people were like trying to shout her down, because they really, really don't like her. And she was offended by that reaction, as opposed to just, hey, we're going to boo you like any other heel on the show. I mean, they were really vociferously booing her, like, go away, we hate you. And I think she took that personally, and she was just like, screw it, I'm done. Go ahead and do this segment. So then Tiffany starts doing all of her lines. And she mentions that that Charlotte is a Nepo baby, which was a scripted line. But then Charlotte jumps in with, Nepo Queen! The number one Nepo baby! This was not in the script. I don't know if she was trying to throw Tiffany off or what the deal was. Then she starts making fun of Tiffany's voice, which was absolutely not in the script. And she's ridiculing her and doing the high-pitched voice thing. And then Tiffany was like, I guess she was over it. And she mentioned, what are you now, 0-3? The discussion about divorces and everything, that was all in the script. But the line about 0-3, which was a reference to how many times she's been divorced, that was not in the script. And Tiffany ended up throwing down the mic and rolling out of the ring, which is a heel move, and she's supposed to be a babyface. That also was not in the script. And if you watch it, she throws down the mic, and she starts to roll out of the ring, and Charlotte starts walking, and Wade Barrett, he is going to get between these two, because he can see this thing has gone totally off the rails. And so they go to the back, and, I mean, the fact is, there was heat on both of them. There was more heat on Charlotte because, A, I mean, she went off the script more, and B, like, she's the veteran. She's the one who's supposed to be keeping this stuff together, which, by the way, is the exact same thing that I was talking about in her match with B-Fab and in her other promo segment with Tiffany. But it's mostly the B-Fab match, because Charlotte's thing is, if stuff starts to go wrong, I'm going to make sure that the audience knows it's their fault, not mine. What she should be doing is, if things start to go south, well, she needs to try to reel it in. She's the veteran. She's been doing it longer. It's her job to try to save it. If she ends up getting heat because fans don't understand who screwed that up, well, whatever. Like, that's part of your job. But I first started seeing these problems in that B-Fab match. It was her second match back. She had another match with Meechan, which I honestly wasn't paying that much attention to. But the B-Fab match was definitely like, B-Fab is green. And if something went wrong, Charlotte just like stepped back. Let her sink. Let the fans know it's her fault, not mine. Then they do the match. Something goes wrong, let her sink. And it was the same thing with that promo. It's like Charlotte got angry, and so she gave up. Tiffany, at that point, was remaining professional. She kept going. And then Charlotte's like, well, I don't know what she was thinking, but she did it. So anyway, there was heat on both of them. And I guess we'll see what they end up doing on Friday. My guess is that now that this happened and so many people have seen it, my guess is they're going to try and do work, shoot stuff. And for everybody that thinks like this whole thing was a work, let me tell you something. When they start doing work, shoot stuff, you're going to very quickly figure out that this wasn't a work. Because when WWE does work, shoot stuff, it's painfully obvious. And they're either going to do that and lean into it if these guys can like figure out how to work together, or we're going to have via satellite again. Charlotte in this room, Tiffany in this room. And I guess the only other thing I can say is I watched that B-Fab match. I watched this promo segment. I have no hope for this match at WrestleMania. Absolutely, positively, no hope. Because Tiffany is a great athlete, but she's still green, and there's going to be something that goes wrong, and I have no faith that Charlotte is going to throw her a life preserver. She's going to let her sink, and the match is going to go all to hell. That is my prediction here on April 8th. I hope they prove me wrong, but that's my prediction.
I hope it's via satellite. So Tiffany can be in one room.
What, the match via satellite? You're right. Correct.
The interview segment, because you can have Tiffany in one room, and Dom, where will Charlotte be?
Drinking in your daddy's basement.
You guys sicken me. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Switch to Progressive, you could save bundling your home and auto. Then you could put that money towards some of the surprisingly more expensive things in life.
May I help you? I just wanted to request a late checkout, please.
Of course. That's $30 per hour for up to 4 hours.
Huh. Okay, but if you can offer a late checkout, then that probably means no one is staying in that room. So if it's empty, you know, maybe I can just stay a few extra hours.
Oh, aren't you adorable?
Life costs a lot. So bundle and you could save with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out collection letters, garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it even harder to get out of debt. Don't let tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in taxpayer assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Let them fight on your behalf, helping to put your tax problems to rest. Call the tax professionals at Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Now you can get the incredible weight loss results that thousands of people have had with the top name brand prescription weight loss products, all in the comfort of your own home. With this free offer from New Hope Weight Loss, yes, generic versions of the popular weight loss prescription products are available now by you simply making a phone call. You'll save hundreds of dollars over traditional retail pricing. When you call right now, you'll speak with one of our virtual doctors and they'll provide your prescription and we'll send you your medication. It's that easy. And you'll be on your way to your weight loss journey in a matter of days. And when you order today, we'll waive the $100 doctor's fee. This product is not covered by your insurance. It's only $199 a month. Call right now to learn more.
800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. That's 800-281-8944.
Spring forward with real unlimited data from Straight Talk this tax season and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2024 with select plans. So you can stream games during Mad March hours, check the weather for April showers, and watch gardening videos about May flowers. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 4/15/25. Taxes and fees apply. Requires purchase of single line Gold Unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. I like your idea that they should do their match via satellite.
Well, that was your idea, but I'd be okay with that too. Although the way they've been doing this, no, I want to see it actually play out to completion inside of a ring in front of thousands of people and millions watching around the world at a big stage like WrestleMania. And I'm amazed that it took up until BFAB, until you had a problem with something that Charlotte had did with an opponent. I mean, there have been plenty in the past, probably most notably.
Well, no, there were plenty. The throwing
Kyrie
down the belt.
Yeah, well, the Becky thing for sure, but the, you know, most egregious one I remember was the Kyrie Sane one when she was concussed. And granted, Flair didn't know she was concussed at the time, but probably should have known something was up before she slapped her across the face just to let everybody know that it was not her that screwed things up.
All right, I had a guy a year ago, he misses the Christmas shows. And I was like, we do them every year. He goes, I haven't signed up since 2017. He's like, what are you waiting for, dude? $9.99 a month. You get everything, brother. We got three options, YouTube, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. You're missing a lot on these shows. If you like the Christmas show, we don't drink, but we have a lot of fun on some of these shows, and you're missing out, brother. F4WOnline.com/Apple, F4WOnline.com/Apple. Spotify, FRWOnline.com/YouTube. All $9.99 a month to get all the shows. None of the main site stuff, but you get the shows. And you can also try FRWOnline.com/new and get the full site at a big discount if you're a new subscriber. FRWOnline.com/new. And you should be getting these $10 cameos while you can. Yeah. They're awesome.
Wait a second. Should I read some of these? Time away from you. You said you've gotten too many of them at first. You may have.
Well, I have, actually, but I'm also making a lot of money.
Oh. Okay.
Look at this. 5 stars. You pulled on Steve-O's heartstrings. He loved it, this person said.
Steve-O?
Person goes, Brian is the best. My wife loved his cameo, was totally surprised. Because of this, she'll join me for Mania 42 in New Orleans. 10 stars, he said. Yeah. 10 stars. Let's see what else we got here. Got a lot of 5-star rating. Masterclass, this person says. Masterclass from Brian Alvarez. Second cameo I've gotten. I am in tears from laughter. What a deal. Thank you, sir, he says. $1 million, this person says. Wouldn't have done justice to this. Brian Alvarez is a national treasure. I would buy him a gold boat if I could. Incredible video. I'm telling you. F4W Online on Cameo. Go get one right now. If you don't, I'm going to keep reading reviews. What do you think about that? All right. We got this WWE ID gimmick. I think what they've done now is clever. So, what's going on is there are certain WWE ID contracted talent. They're indie guys under a WWE ID deal. And they get like a little bit of money to like upgrade their look and this or that. It's not like a living wage or anything like that. But and then, of course, if WWE wants them, they go to developmental. But these WWE ID talents are wrestling on the indies, and they're doing tournaments to determine champions. So what they're going to do is, once they have champions, the idea is that they will defend the titles on various indie shows. And sometimes it will be WWE ID versus WWE ID. And sometimes it will be WWE ID versus not WWE ID talent. Yes. Now the storyline is that if you are a non-ID talent and you beat the ID champion, you get a WWE ID deal, okay? So I actually think this is very clever because most of the time, obviously the ID talent is going to win. But I think what they're going to do is they are going to secretly sign a few people to ID deals. And those people will upset the ID champion, get a WWE ID contract, and then, you know, you'll never know. Like, originally it was, you know, when they first announced this, people were like, well, who would ever want to watch that? Because you know the non-ID talent's never going to win. Well, actually, you don't, because they will have an upset. And the idea will be that no matter who the WWE ID wrestler is wrestling, there's a chance that the opponent could end up getting a contract. So I think it's very, very clever. Unless somebody shoots.
Well, that's the only way that that can work is you actually have some matches with people where the WWE ID champion is going to go over, but it's going to be against somebody who was not signed secretly to a WWE deal. Maybe that could take place with, I don't know, just picking a name out of thin air. Filthy Tom Lawler.
You think so?
I'd like to see it.
Let me send one text.
Who are they going to send to get the title off of him? You know who they should send? The Creed brothers, since he's already got beef with one of them anyway.
Yeah, you know, I think the solution to this is they need to put those ID championships on shooters.
Tamara Mensa-Stock. What's her name in WWE now? Tamara May Steele or whatever it is. Put it on her. Her or Kendall Gray. Ain't nobody getting it off.
Yeah.
Well, I guess they're under. They wouldn't work as ID people. They're Evolve people, I guess. Do they have titles over there too? Evolve titles yet?
I'm sure they've got Evolve titles.
Still haven't watched it yet. Sorry.
I haven't either. I just know that the 13-year-old is going to be on NXT tonight.
Who? What?
One of the swipe right blokes, the one that looks 12.
Oh.
Him and Ricky Smokes.
I love it. Ricky Smokes.
I mentioned Ricky Smokes, and everyone on the board's like, it's Ricky Spears or whatever his name is. What's his new name? Ricky Saints. Yeah. Ricky Smokes would be. I'm like, it's a different guy, brother.
No, completely different
There's
guy.
There's a Ricky Saints and a Ricky Smokes.
And what is it? Brandon Baxter or whatever?
Something like. Not Brandon Baxter. Come on. I used to know that guy.
I know. I kept trying to think, though. It's. Again, they look like the, but I guess we've gone so far. It's just amazing since we were graduating high school in, what, 93, 94? Like, now the Abercrombie and Fitch guys have come around to be heels again as two little douchebags, like two little Mean Street Posse guys in the world of Evolve that are now on the NXT roster in Wrestling University, that is that show.
You'll never guess what the usual suspects are complaining about. Oh, more belts! Yeah. Belts we're never going to see on television and will only be on untelevised indie shows.
Temerity. Does it matter?
The absolute temerity. Let's talk some Raw notes here. So, Adam Pearce, after all that time, he just comes out and goes, well, Bianca, Rhea, Io, three-way at WrestleMania. That was easy. And then, after all that, in the afternoon before the show, they announced a four-way for the Intercontinental title and then shot the angle later. So it's Braun versus Finn versus Dom versus Penta, signed to WrestleMania. Yeah. And then we got Bayley and Lyra for the women's title, which was a good match, although Hey, you know that funny man? The comedian guy?
The reputedly funny man?
Yeah, that allegedly funny person. He's on there. He's putting over Michael Cole. I grew up with you. You're a legend. Blah, blah. I'm like, God help me. Like, he's better than when Vince was there. But my God, I'm watching this Bayley-Lyra match, and it's actually a really good match. But I got to listen to Cole going on and on about how this is an instant classic. An instant classic. To the point where, like, by the end, I was ready to bury the match. Just because I was so angry at Michael Cole. But I'm not going to do that because it was a very good match. But you know what it wasn't? An instant classic.
What can Lyra do? What can she do? Because she is technically, mechanically pretty damn good. I mean, like, there's something that is missing.
Her charisma and her personality. She's very, very robotic is what she is.
How do you inject anything into her without being, again, she's just going to have to turn heel? Because I can see her turning heel to go, okay, maybe she can add some personality that way and then fade away.
Hey, listen, all I know is this. Ricochet was a rather uncharismatic wooden babyface. And they turned that guy heel and he is a revelation. Okay? So maybe that's what Lyra needs. I don't know.
Start cussing at people in Irish?
All I know is this. I've mentioned this 1,000 times. I'll say it again. I got 2 kids. Okay? And, you know, sometimes I go to their school and I see them out of the household. I see them around other kids. And they can be shy. They can be quiet. What am I talking about? But anyway, some kids are like that. Okay? Some kids are like that. All right? I'll put it a different way. When I coached jiu-jitsu, I had some kids that were like uncharismatic robots, okay? Just completely uncharismatic robots. Then class ended, and they stepped off the mat, and they went to their parents, and then they were complete, absolute maniacs. The point of this is, everybody has a personality, okay? Everybody has a personality.
I thought you were going to say spank your kids
or
something.
No. Lyra, think of the most who's the most boring wrestler you can think of? Actually, I got a great example. Brad Armstrong. Okay. That guy in the ring was the most boring dude. Okay.
What?
In the ring, I shouldn't say in the ring. Well, in the ring. I'm not talking about his wrestling ability, but like, he was just a guy. Oh. And his promos were nothing special. And, you know, all he had was he was a good technical wrestler. A great technical wrestler, okay? But everybody that knew him would say the exact same thing. This is the funniest guy. He is just, like, they would all rave about his personality outside the ring.
Dean Malenko.
He couldn't figure out how to bring his personality into the ring, okay? It's supposed to be your personality turned up to 10. Or in the case of Ric Flair, your personality turned down to 10. Whatever. But the point is, Lyra, I'm sure the lady herself is a very charismatic person in certain ways and situations, and she needs to figure out how to bring that into the ring, into her character. She has not figured that out yet. She's a very good wrestler, but we don't get any personality out of her. That's something to work on.
She can turn into, change her name to Enya Valkyria and team up with Chelsea Green.
We had Dragon Lee in the LWO losing to American Made and El Grande Americano when El Grande loaded his mask.
Rudo.
To get the win. And that led to Rey challenging El Grande for WrestleMania. No stip. Because I think what's going to happen is they're going to do the Mania match at the beginning of the feud. El Grande wins. Then you move on to whatever the next pay-per-view is. He probably wins a second time. Then Rey makes a challenge for the mask match, which would maybe be SummerSlam.
Does Paul have a match at Mania?
Paul who? Heyman?
Jake Paul?
Or, Logan Paul? Yes, AJ Styles.
Oh, AJ Styles. Well, I keep thinking of Karrion Kross there, but somebody's, I can see being involved in that. Some name, somebody being involved that helps El Grande Americano beat Mysterio at Mania.
Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Well, we didn't get through the rest of the show, but I will say that I would recommend that everybody go back and watch that that segment with Jey Uso and Gunther, because I thought that Jey did an awesome job. That he did a great job in that segment. Probably one of the best performances he's ever done, so that's certainly something to check out. And I thought they did a really good job in the main event with Seth Rollins and CM Punk and Paul Heyman. So they've added to that story. So before it was just like, well, is Paul going to help Roman Reigns or is he going to help CM Punk? And then Seth is just kind of the last rando there. And I think people started to figure out over the weekend, maybe it's a swerve. Maybe he's not going to help either of them. He's going to help Seth. Well, Monday, they just had Seth basically come out and say, Punk don't care about you. Roman doesn't care about you. Neither of them care about you. Don't ever forget that I was the first guy you asked to be in War Games. And then he goes to attack Paul. CM Punk runs out to make the save. Seth gives Punk a curb stomp. And then he runs to give Paul a curb stomp. But he stomps right next to his head. And he says, now you owe me a favor. So basically, it's three different guys that Paul Heyman could end up helping in that match. And I don't know who it's going to be. I think they've got to be changing something up. So I think it's either Seth or Punk turns heel. One of those two, I think, is turning heel with Paul. But anyway, I ranted all the way to the end of the show. We're out of time. Check us out, Brian Vinny's show tonight, Mid-South Wrestling. We're going to be watching that. All the info's on the front page. I think it's season 6, episode 20, I think. But that'll be a fun time. Back tomorrow with more. Thanks, Mike, as always. Callers and listeners, we'll talk to you next time. Wrestling Observer Live.